Hi, Paul. What's on your mind, sir?
Hi, Dr. Wright. I'm 60 years old. I'm very active and fit. And I've noticed over the past year I've developed a gynecomastia. And
oops.
I do check my estrogens, mostly estradiol, two or three times a year. And I'm always kind of in the mid-30s, within the range. And I'm wondering why that might be happening. And should I be taking, I know there are a couple of supplements like DIM, D-I-M, and Endo-3-Carbinol. Should I be taking those anyway? Is that a good idea? I'm just not sure what's going on or why that's happened to me in the last year or so.
Yeah, that's certainly different, sir, with what you tell me. And by the way, congratulations on doing your reading and studying and working on your own health maintenance, as well as working with a doctor who knows what they're doing with that. So congratulations on that, sir. Now, the testosterone going to giving a person man boobs, as you know, as you already pointed out, is that testosterone turning to estrogen. Too much, I should say. Too much estrogen, because guys need a little bit of estrogen, too, just like ladies need a little testosterone. Okay, well, the measurement you had was the total estradiol. Unfortunately, sir, the free fraction of the estrogens, whether it's estriol, estradiol, estrone, the free fraction is what contacts the receptors and does the work. And so what you really need to get done, if you're completely researching into why the heck is this going on with me, is you need to get those three so-called principal estrogens measured in their free form, and that cannot be done in blood. I don't know why, but the laboratory people tell me it's just too pricey to check those free estrogens, but it's not incredibly pricey if it's done in urine. And yes, I am medical director at Meridian Valley Lab. Let's just put that right out there in case anybody's wondering. But at Meridian Valley Lab, we're the only place that does a 24-hour urine test. That means a 24-hour urine collection that is called the sex steroid analysis. And all it measures is the free testosterone and the free estrogens. And we look at the balance between the free estrogens and the free testosterone and see what's going on. Now let's proceed a little further and assume that the balance isn't what it should be, because that's the way it always, not always, but almost always is with a guy developing a little bit of a chest there or a little bit of breasts. And what can we do about that? Well, one of the first things to think about, and I bet you have already, so I'll shut up after I ask you, are you using any supplemental zinc or eating foods that are high in zinc?
No, I make a green drink every day, and mm-hmm. I take some supplements. I'm not taking I eat a fair amount of beef, but I don't think I'm taking a lot of zinc particularly. But
doesn't sound that way, sir. Now, the food that's highest in zinc is one that some people like a lot, and some people can't stand the stuff, but it's called oysters, and that is definitely high in zinc. Now, all the health food stores, though, they do know about this, and they've got, that is, needing zinc for a healthy testosterone to estrogen, slowing down that metabolism. And so they have zinc at a 30-milligram capsule. It's the most absorbable form of zinc. It's called picolinate zinc. And if it's done properly, if it's offset in the same capsule with 2 milligrams of copper, because if we take zinc all by itself for a long time, what do you know, we push too much copper out of our bodies and vice versa. So that's one thing to think about. Now, second thing to think about, and after that I'd say, if we're not getting anywhere with all this, you best check with a doc skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, and particularly in the use of hormones, is actually there's a supplement out there called magnolia, just like the tree, magnolia. And magnolia also reduces this thing that you know is called hyperaromatization. All that means is too much testosterone turning into estrogen. And magnolia helps a lot of people to sleep, too. So guys can take it at bedtime. They might sleep a little better if they need to sleep a little better. And they also slow down the aromatization process. And it doesn't slow it down by cutting it off. That's the problem with the patent medicines. The one out there that does this job is called anastrozole. And what that does all too often, if we're not careful, is it totally cuts off the testosterone production into estrogen, and that is not at all good for a guy. It's been found that local transformation of testosterone into estrogen, just for example, helps keep the arteries healthy for a guy, and if he cuts off that transformation while he's cutting it off for the effect on the breast, it's not going to be so good for his arteries. So I wouldn't go anywhere near that patent medicine. I'd be working with a doctor skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. I'd be using zinc. I'd be using the magnolia. And if you need other things that slow down that transformation, they do exist. However, I'll shut up in a moment. One needs to be absolutely certain that they're not pre-diabetic, because the most common thing that causes this is distant early warning of diabetes. It doesn't mean one has it now, but it could mean one will have it in 20 years. So there you go, sir.
So would you would or would not recommend DIM or I3C, just do the zinc and magnolia? Would you prefer those? Is that?
Yes, sir, for this purpose. Now, the DIM and the I3C are very, very good for what's called the 216 hydroxyestrogen ratio. And I'm not against normalizing that, but what we do need to do is have a look at if that's the problem, and I suspect it is, and that is the excess free estrogen compared with the free testosterone.
Okay. Last question. If you mentioned that T-builder a little while ago. If I took something like that or a similar formula, would that exacerbate the problem, or if I'm taking the zinc and magnolia, would that still be okay if you're taking a testosterone enhancer with the issue of gynecomastia?
Yeah, I'd probably give the aromatase inhibitors, the natural aromatase inhibitors, zinc, magnolia, and there are others. I'd probably give them a 2 or 3 week head start before I started the T-builder, sir.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling.